While deadly overdoses have dropped across much of the country in the past 2 years, Alaska remains an outlier. Experts say one medication could make a big difference if people could actually get it. As Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra reports, for some, access to this life-saving treatment is often anything but simple.
Just an hour before Dee was arrested, he was lying in the back of a repurposed ambulance in Anchor Point on the Kenai Peninsula. A doctor injected him with a long-acting form of buprenorphine, a medication that curbs cravings for opioids.
I knew I had to go to jail, so I wanted to make sure I got my shot before I went, so I didn't get sick when I went there.
We're only identifying Dee by his first initial because he says he's concerned for his safety. Dee says he'd heard nightmares about the lack of treatment for opioid use disorder in Alaska's jails and prisons. And he wanted to continue his medication because he says it had really helped him.
Sometimes I still get high, but it's way less often, like maybe once a month or twice a month, compared to every day. When you're addicted to heroin, you have to have it every day. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good day. Believe that.
Dr. Sarah Spencer gave Dee his medication that day last December in the mobile unit for the Nanalchik Community Clinic. She says she's watched buprenorphine change her patients' lives.
And I'll see them a couple weeks later, and they're like, wow, this is so great because this is the first time that I feel like a normal person again in like the last 10 years.
Spencer and other addiction medicine experts say it's critical to expand access to medications like buprenorphine in Alaska, a state where fatal opioid overdoses remain high. They say offering the medication more readily in Alaska's jails and prisons could be one way to help reverse the state's troubling trend.
This is an incredibly effective life-saving medication, of which we have very few medications that are this good at saving people's lives, and this is for a deadly disease.
Annette Hubbard is a case manager who works with Spencer. She says they often provide care for people like Dee who are awaiting arrest.
I routinely check the court docket to see who either has an active warrant, who got arrested that day. I do that voluntarily because I know that the people that I work with and for are always at risk.
The State Department of Corrections declined multiple interview requests for this story. Right now, DOC does provide medication for opioid use disorder, but not to everyone who wants it. A spokesperson says it's in the initial stages of expanding access, but didn't provide details. Dee says he couldn't get the medication in jail because he tested positive for fentanyl, even though he hadn't used it in 2 weeks. Spencer says refusing people like him medication is like denying someone insulin for diabetes just because they ate a candy bar.
If you deny people access to the life-saving medication because they're exhibiting symptoms of their disease, it is absolutely not the standard of care medically.
Spencer calls DOC's patchy care for opioid use disorder a huge missed opportunity. People leaving incarceration die of overdose at exceptionally high rates. So she says it's critical to get them medication.
There is no population that's at higher risk than people who have been recently incarcerated. And a big part of that is because when people are incarcerated, it only takes 2 weeks for people to lose their tolerance to opioids.
The benefits of providing medication for opioid use disorder to those incarcerated is well documented. Rhode Island started doing that in 2016, and it reduced the statewide overdose death by 12% in the first year. And research shows it didn't increase healthcare costs. When Dee was released from jail earlier this year, he says he wasn't given medication or guidance for treatment. That meant he was at a high risk of dying of overdose. But he didn't seek out street opioids. Instead, he called Hubbard, his caseworker, and restarted his medication. 30-day buprenorphine injections called Sublocade.
All in all, Sublocade's been a good thing for me. It saved my relationship. I'm still alive.
Dee has stayed on the medication and says he plans to continue it. But Spencer and other experts say until the state makes changes, some other people leaving incarceration won't be as fortunate. In Nanalchik, I'm Rachel Cassandra.